Louisiana stands as one of the most industrialized states in the nation. A new Environmental Protection Agency Inspector General's report released Monday scrutinizes the state as being one of the worst when it comes to enforcing clean air, water, and hazardous waste laws. The report does not share specific environmental concerns, but rather focuses on a broad failure to carry out required inspections and site violators. Ann Rolfs is the executive director for the Louisiana Bucket Brigade, an environmental group which has successfully filed federal lawsuits enforcing the Clean Air Act against two companies in St. Bernard Parish. She says the lax effort is due to State Department of Environmental Quality turning incidents back over to polluters.
We're really glad that this report has been issued to shine a light on really the abject failure of our state agency. We think and we know that we need federal intervention.
She claims the department is protecting industry and not performing at a level to ensure the health of citizens. She would like to see the EPA step in and direct state leaders to do a better job at enforcing laws.
You know, the Department of Environmental Quality is on the record for saying they think they're doing a fine job. That proves that we need federal intervention.
Complaints from the Louisiana Environmental Action Network, or LEAN, led to an audit of inspections in 2001. The audit and subsequent changes in state guidelines were mentioned in the report. However, the review concludes that poor performance has persisted in the handling of violations. Chris Peeler is DEQ's Inspection Division Administrator. He says the new report is inaccurate and lacks detail, and that the department has been very effective in bringing facilities into compliance with regulations and ensuring they maintain those guidelines.
The best indication of that is the environmental condition. Louisiana's air is meeting all of its designated uses currently, and our water quality is better than ever.
His assessment is that there needs to be improved communication over violations between state and federal officials.
Making sure that they understand all of the length and breadth of the environmental protection activities that Louisiana conducts.
Though yet to fully review the Inspector General's report, the state agency says 50% of permit holders are inspected every year, which would be equivalent to the agency's goal of 100% inspection every 2 years. Selena Cage, director of the state DEQ's Enforcement Division, contends that the state is entrusted by the EPA to lead in the majority of incident reports. Yet, if warranted, the federal agency has the overriding authority to take over an investigation.
Louisiana is a delegated state by the EPA, and as such, we have enforcement, permit and enforcement authority over most of the facilities. And we take the lead on the majority of the enforcement actions. However, if at any time EPA feels or deems it's necessary for them to issue an enforcement action to the facility, they have that right.
That scenario may be exercised more in future cases. One recommendation of the review is to establish a clear and credible escalation policy under which the EPA would intervene when states don't enforce federal environmental laws. It also suggests the Federal Office of Enforcement and Compliance Assurance oversee a national program rather than the current system, which is divided into 10 regional offices. I'm Bob Lennox, KEDM News.